All right, it is my pleasure to welcome Kenny Perry here to the Media Center, a 5-under 65 today. Kenny playing in his sixth U.S. Senior Open, of course, the winner in 2013 at Omaha. And, Kenny, let's just go through your round a little bit. You started in the 10th hole and made a birdie to start on 12.
Yeah, I was off to a good start. Hit it pretty close on 10, 11, didn't make it. And then 12, I hit a nice shot in there, made about a, I guess, 6-8 footer right there to kind of get the round going and get the momentum going. So was fortunate. Played nice all day, drove the ball beautifully today. Had my chances to make some really good scores, but those greens are diabolical out there. I mean, they're tough. You can hit it 2 or 3 feet. Like on 18 coming in, which was my 9th hole, I probably hit it 6 feet left of the hole, pin high perfect. I hit a pitching wedge in there and probably had to play 2 feet of break and hit it really easy, and I didn't make it. So that's kind of what you find out here. It's almost better to have a 20-footer straight up the hill than to get it pin high and play a big break and putt. But played nicely both the par fives. I made birdie on both the par fives. And, I probably made a couple 12-footers there for birdies, but all in all, it was a pretty steady day. I think I hit – I probably missed 2 fairways and probably missed 2 greens. We didn't have much wind out there. It was very calm. It was a beautiful day to play golf. Had a little overcast. Sun wasn't beating on us. So, and there wasn't a lot of wind. So we were very fortunate. And I think the rain the other day – soften the golf course enough to where it allowed us to get at it a little bit. I know Bernhard, my group, shot 67, and Jeff Maggard shot 67. So our group was kind of tugging at each other, and we were all playing pretty nicely. So we're kind of pulling each other along there. So it was a good opening round for us.
And you have the ability to take it low. I know out at Omaha you had 64 and 63 over the final two rounds, today at 65. When do you kind of know during the course of the round that you sort of have it going, or is there a point?
Well, in Omaha, you know, that was 4 years ago. What was that, 13? Man, time flies. And my golf swing was a lot freer back then. It's not as free now. So, I don't know. I don't really think about that. I felt in the zone in Omaha. I really felt that feeling on the weekend. I really felt like good stuff was going to happen, where today I was just kind of plodding along. I was kind of playing, you know, point A to point B, stay patient out there and try not to force the birdies. And I made a couple. But I hit it close and took care of the par fives on a couple holes and was able to shoot 5-under. So it was just a smooth round.
And you typically play a draw. How does this course fit your eye for your ball shape?
Very good. The 9th hole does not. It's a dogleg right with kind of some overhanging trees. That's a tough tee shot for me. But other than that, most of the golf course is pretty good for me. I hit a lot of nice drives. I hit a lot of fairways and felt very comfortable out there. That's one of the things I said when I got here. I said I didn't feel claustrophobic on this golf course. There was more room on this course than seemed to me than most U.S. Opens, the way they set them up. It just, to me, if I felt freer out there on this golf course. But then the second shots, I feel more pressure because of the greens. You know, the greens are so severe. There is a premium on your iron shots and where you position your second shot. You really got to do a lot of thinking. And it's hard to figure out a golf course in 2 days. Of course, you've never seen a course. You know, this golf course is very challenging, and it has it really messes with your mind where you need to hit that ball. So you really need to pay attention to where you put it and place it on that green. So it's definitely a second shot golf course.
Let's open it up to some questions. We have one right here in the front center.
Just is this the premium, you know, ultimate second shot golf course? I mean, just the way you kind of described it there.
Well, definitely, because to me personally, because you need to position that. You know, it's kind of like Augusta. You got to keep it under the hole a little bit, and to where you can kind of free your putter up. When you're putting 2 or 3 footers back down the hill, you know, that's what makes it so funny. You see a lot of guys leaving that first putt short, the uphill putt, because they don't want to race it by 2 or 3. They don't want that one coming back. With the Poana greens and the speed of the downhill putts are double compared to the, you know, there's slow uphills there or fast downhill. So it's you're really never comfortable with the pace of the putting out there to me. I never really get comfortable out there. I'm always wondering, you know, I'm trying to not knock it ball in the uphills, but you got to give it a little bit of a hit to get it there, and then you're just kind of lagging the downhillers. So you know, you got to somehow figure out a way to keep it under the hole and give yourself opportunities to make birdies.
Just how different is that than, say, your regular tour event?
Well, I mean, most of the tour events we play, you'll have a 15, 20-foot section that's fairly flat around the pin, and the speed of the greens are all, they're pretty constant, you know, for every hole, and fairly flat, and you'll have some tearing on the some of the courses, but here there's just a lot of rolling. It's just everything rolls off. It, you know, it's like I tell people, it's like a helmet upside down, like somebody, your helmet that you wear, it's kind of upside down. Everything rolls off right, left, short, and long. So you kind of got that center section you're kind of shooting at. So, you know, most of the guys will try to, if you hit 18 greens, put it in the middle of the green for 18 holes, you're going to do pretty good out here.
Jeff, go ahead.
Kenny, when you look at all you've accomplished in your career, where does winning a U.S. Senior Open rank?
Well, it's about as high as it gets for me. I mean, this is our tournament. I never did well on the U.S. Open on the regular tour. I think third was the best I ever finished there, so I wasn't able to get it done out there. And then to finally get a major attached to the USGA to attach to was you know, it was one of the biggest wins of my career. I mean, I don't have any majors from the, you know, I lost the Masters in a playoff, lost the PGA in a playoff, and never could get it done on the regular tour, so it was always nice to finally get something done on this tour.
Other questions for Kenny?
Joke with Paul when he came in, how much you guys have played together. How would you describe his game? It's not, he doesn't overpower anything. He just kind of plods his way around.
That's a good way to put it, right there.
What are your observations of his game?
You know, we've been paired together. I'd say we've played in, I've played in 10 events this year. The first round, I've been paired with him at 8 of them. So Paul and I have had a history this year. We're paired together. And then today he was in front of me, and I was watching him from behind. So he's a great guy. He's funny to be around. He's got he's a very smart and intelligent guy, and the stuff he says is mind-boggling. So we have a lot of good banter going along out there. So I always enjoy playing with. Yeah, he never misses a fairway, and he's a good iron player, and he's a good putter. So you know, he doesn't have the length that I have. But you know, he's always that tough out. You know, he's the guy that's always going to get the bat on the ball. He's always going to be in match play. Those are the guys I didn't like playing in match play. I'd rather play the big hitter that might hit spray it a little bit than the guy who's down the middle on the green. You know, he reminds me a lot of Jeff Maggard. I played Jeff Maggard today. He just, you know, is down the middle on the green, very, very patient, very steady, and those guys are hard to beat.
Any other questions for Kenny? All right, Kenny Perry, 565.
Yeah, thank you.